Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Craig Foster, who's CEO Ondo InsurTech. How are you today, Craig?
Yeah, I'm very well, Zach. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
As you can tell from my intro to you, Ondo InsurTech is a little bit of a mouthful. Perhaps the InsurTech part is something you could explain.
Yeah, well, I guess most of your listeners have probably never heard of us. We've only been on the market for the past year, so we're a relatively new company. But the InsurTech in the name is basically because Ondo we're a B2B technology business, and we sell our technology to home insurance companies specifically to help them prevent claims caused by water damage. Hence the InsurTech in the company name.
And how do you monetize this business? Well, you know, this is an everyday kind of product, let's say.
Yeah. So I mean, water damage claims, you would probably be surprised to hear what a massive problem they are for the insurance industry. So every year in the United States and the UK, home insurers pay out £14 billion a year to put properties back to how they were before from damage caused by leaks on plumbing. So if you think in your house, Zach, what the plumbing's like, you've got plumbing running up cavity walls, running in the ceiling, concealed behind tiles. You can't see it, essentially. So when you have a leak on that plumbing, you have no idea that plumbing is leaking until it's caused enough damage. You know, you see a damp patch or it's caused some damage to the property, and it's at that point that it manifests as an insurance claim.
So, and of course, by the time you see it, the damage is done and it's almost too late.
Yeah, it's actually been leaking for weeks or months before you actually, it's done enough damage for you to notice. So at Ondo, we've got a solution that can detect those leaks very early. And we've proven we can prevent 70% of those claims costs. And that's through a solution. The product name is LeakBot.
Right. And just, I mean, what's interesting, you said you've been on the market for a year. Your market cap is just around the £5 million level. When you think of insurance companies, you think of companies worth billions, where Prudential or AXA or whatever it is. Is this something which is a bit of an anomaly?
Yeah, I mean, there's a overall trend in insurance where insurance companies are increasingly looking for technology as a way to manage risk and prevent claims. So there's a broader industry trend, and it hasn't really happened in home insurance yet. And the reason why this is an exciting business is we've cracked the code on how to do this. And the reason we think that, Zach, is firstly, we've got a unique sensor technology. So it's a sensor technology that we invented. We own the patents on it around the world. And the key to this is it's a self-install device. So it's a small unit. We send it in the post, and the homeowner, you can just clip this. We'll send you one after the show, Zach. You just clip it to the pipe where the water enters the property, and that device can detect a leak anywhere on a mains water system. And it's really accurate. It can detect leaks down to a few milliliters per minute. But we've paired that also with a unique service model. So when we detect a leak, we also enable you to book a trained plumber through the app. We attend the property and we find and fix the root cause of the problem. And the go-to-market model is really unique as well. So when you receive one of these from your home insurer, you get the sensor for free. And if we detect a leak, there's also no charge for us to send a plumber. And the reason why that's all provided free to you as the homeowner is because the insurance company pays us to do that, because it costs less to pay us to provide the technology and the service than it does versus the claim savings that we can deliver. So that's really the model. We're really at the start of scaling this up. I mean, the reason the market cap's 5 million today is we've reported just our first £1 million of revenue in the 6 months to the end of last August. And at the time we had 43,000 active customers on the database, but we've figured out how to do this, and we've replicated that model and signing pretty much the same go-to-market model now with carriers in the UK. We've now signed a number of insurance partners in Scandinavia as well. We were top Denmark in Denmark. We've just announced a rollout with the single largest insurance company in Sweden, Lansa Schaffringar, after her successful pilot there. And it's all that same go-to-market model. The sensor's free, the repairs are free, the insurance company pays us because we can deliver that direct benefit to them in terms of the claims costs.
Right, I mentioned a few big names just a couple of minutes ago. Are there any rivals in your area, or are you a unique product?
I mean, if you look in the United States, there's been a few different technology approaches that have been tried and failed, really. So there's some technology where they're like a moisture sensor. So you put a, it's an old technology, you know, there's like two metal prongs, and if water falls on top of it, it connects a circuit. And the new idea was connecting that to the internet. So there are, that's not a proprietary technology. There's loads of them. The problem with that is they just don't deliver any claim savings. Insurers have tested that. And because you can only pick up a leak in a particular place, they don't really deliver. And as we already explained, you know, the plumbing's hidden from view. You can't see it. It's not accessible. So they don't deliver any claim saving. The other type of system is a plumbed-in system. So there's a few of these, again, in the United States, where a trained plumber goes to the property and cuts the pipe and installs a sensor in line. But the problem with these is the actual cost of the technology itself is $400, $500, and it requires a professional install. It's another, you know, $100, $150. So there's no, they're so niche, there's no real scalable business case for it. What we found, to explain the unit economics, Zach, on this, if you take in the US, the average water damage claim when it happens costs $11,000. So if you take all the claims and divide it by all the homeowners policies in the US, there's an average of $200 of underwriting cost for every single policy that's insured. So we can reduce that by 70%. So that's $140 saving per home per year. And this is a system that we can deploy, the hardware, the software, the plumbing repairs, for, you know, about $60 a year. So it's a really great return on investment for the carrier. But that's scalable. They're the market average economics for the whole of the United States. In addition to say, it's obviously a really great environmental result because we save a lot of water in the process. And homeowners really like the solution. When they get this for free, adds extra peace of mind. They save water. It's good for the environment. So it's a win-win for the homeowner and for the insurance company as well. So our I mean, plan A is just doing more of the same with signing more deals with insurance companies in Scandinavia, in the UK, continuing to roll out with the deals that we've already signed and the partners that we've already got in place. But the really interesting thing for investors to watch out for is, number one, can we crack that opportunity in the US? Because we have got a proprietary and unique solution. US carriers are looking for us. They've tried other things. They don't work. They're looking for a solution. And when we pitch this to them, they can see that this is something totally different to what's been tried in the US. But the jury's still out. Obviously, can we really crack the US? It's difficult for a small company like us to take on such a massive opportunity. But obviously, if we can, there are very exciting times ahead for us as a company.
So just to summarize, the market hasn't really factored in any upside in your company. They're almost, in fact, if anything else, it's almost backward looking. In terms of the valuation that you have here, you're a scalable business, you've got your own technology, and it's quite novel in your area.
Yeah, I would say that's a very, very good summary, Zach.
And so we're really looking for you over the near term to sign up more deals with counterparties and expanding your customers under your wing.
Yeah, exactly that.
Okay, well, we look forward to that. In the meantime, Craig Foster, CEO at Ondo InsurTech, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thanks for inviting me on.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.